All right, so the key piece of scripture for today is that little phrase we heard in the gospel, whose sins you forgive are forgiven, whose sins you retain are retained. That's appropriate for today being, you know, Divine Mercy Sunday. You know, that little basic instruction on the forgiveness of sins. Now, to tell you the truth, I have been ready for this message today. I've been ready since Easter. Specifically, it all came together at the dinner table on Easter Sunday. I was sitting with my mom, my dad, and my aunts and my uncles. My sister and our cousins were all with their kids in the other rooms, so I was the only one in my generation at the dinner table. And do not ask me how we started. I cannot remember how we got onto it, but the dinner conversation basically became the most difficult, awkward conversations of your life. Again, I have no idea how we started talking about that, but we did. And it turns out that a lot of people in my family went for the answer, that talk you have with your soon-to-be in-laws when a baby is on the way, but you haven't quite gotten around to that whole wedding business yet. Apparently, that is a harrowing conversation for anyone. I was very relieved to hear that was not the answer of my mom and dad. I am the oldest child. Just saying, it's good information for me to have. But even though my mom and dad were good Catholics in that way, there was no way that my mom was going to put up with a conversation about awkward, difficult conversations in life without somehow contributing herself. That's just unthinkable. So her answer, her contribution to the discussion, if you will, was the conversation with the priest during marriage prep. Because back then, you talked with the priest a little more often than you do today. We kind of delegate some of that work. You don't talk with the priest as much today. And that means that back in the spring of 1980, you had to talk about stuff with the priest that, in this politically correct climate of today, I don't dare ask. So right there, they had to fill out a form, you know, separately. It's the same form, but they did it separately. And right there in black and white, if your spouse is ever unfaithful to you, would you forgive them? My dad answered yes. Let me focus on the positive here, right? Yeah, my mom answered no. And so, you know, they fill out the forms. Father Luke takes a look, sees the discrepancy, and says, all right, well, Miss Thiel, did you mean what you wrote? That you wouldn't forgive the person who apparently you love most in the whole wide world? And my mom said, absolutely I meant what I wrote. Are you kidding me? Like, I would have to be crazy to write anything else down. And Father Luke, trying to salvage the conversation, well, Miss Thiel, you know, forgiveness is a very important factor for a healthy marriage. Oh, don't you start with me, Father Luke. If I am sticking to my guns here, if I say yes on this form now, I'm greenlighting that sort of behavior from now until the rest of our lives, and we're not even married yet, so you better get those thoughts out of your head, Larry, right now. Like, my dad didn't even do anything. He's just sitting there. But he still gets yelled at, though. And my dad, you know, the calm one, goes, well, Arliss, I'd forgive you. Well, that's great, Larry, but I am not budging on this. I am making my stand here and now, so you better walk on the straight and narrow from now until forever. And that went on for quite some time, I'm assuming. And can only imagine how Father Luke salvaged that conversation to the best of his ability. But after Mom finished that talk, I just look up for my dinner plate and I said, Mom, next Sunday is Divine Mercy Sunday. You gave me all the ammunition I needed. So that is my true story for today, which is told with my mother's permission. I did tell her. But here's the shocking part. Are you ready? My mom is closer to the truth than you're probably giving her credit for. I realize that's a funny story. It's the sort of story you can laugh at and not take terribly seriously. But my mom has always had good instinct. And so, okay, she probably didn't perfectly, eloquently express herself to Father Luke, but my mom understood that mercy and forgiveness is great, but it is meaningless without accountability. Granting forgiveness by way of allowing wrongdoing is not divine mercy. Jesus does not do that. And that is a part of what we're hearing in the gospel today. The sins you retain are retained. In other words, the sins you keep are kept. They do not go away on their own. So when accountability is taken out of the equation, well, then the sin stays there. Or at best, it goes away for a little while, but then comes back just as quickly. Either way, the sin is retained. You know, picture it like this. It's like finding your kid playing in a mud puddle, just filthy, head to toe in a mud puddle. Mud is obviously the sin. The forgiveness part is giving the kid a bath. All right, that's the forgiveness of sins, bathing the kid. Well, the accountability portion is the understanding that the kid should avoid mud puddles in the near future. All right? If you give a kid a bath, and then they jump into a mud puddle the very second they leave the bathroom, you haven't accomplished anything. That is what forgiveness without accountability looks like. We stay in our mud puddle of sin. And that's not what Christ has in mind for us. You know, we are called to a holy way of life. And that means caring about the difference between right and wrong. It means choosing the good and rejecting the bad. And by the way, caring about that stuff, caring about the difference between good and right and wrong, that is exactly what makes someone accountable for their actions. When I'm saying accountability, I mean caring about right and wrong. That's all it takes. That is all it takes. But when you tolerate the bad and when you ignore the good, that is not divine mercy. It is not divine mercy. So mark my words. Divine mercy is tied to this notion of accountability or righteous living. You need both. You gotta have both. It doesn't work if you have one, not the other. Because plenty of people out there, they have the righteousness down, but not the forgiveness. They don't have the mercy or compassion. So, you know, you can't do that. You can't go around pointing out all the flaws of other people, you know, and judging things. You know, that's petty. That's garden variety gossip, if I had to label it. So that's what that looks like without the forgiveness. But on the other hand, if you're so fixated on being merciful that your sense of forgiveness becomes an excuse for wrongdoing and immorality, well, that's just as much of a problem. You need both. But if you have both, if you have a genuine desire to do good in your heart, a genuine will to amend your life when you mess up, that's all it takes. And if you have that, you will find that mercy and forgiveness comes quite naturally. Because divine mercy, well, the source of that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the source of divine mercy, and the Holy Spirit is always present. And I mean always present in a humble spirit and a contrite heart.